The Kickoff
with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Let's do Fan Friday. As always, we might not have Liverpool and Everton playing this weekend, but we need to catch up with our boys. No Jay this week. Instead, we've got Chris Williams. Morning to you, Chris.
Steve, good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you. And as always, Mickey representing the Blues. Hiya, Mickey.
Yeah, morning, Steve.
A bit gutted, actually. There's no FA Cup action. Are you feeling like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's early, isn't it? You know, for both teams to be out. And it is, it's a sort of free weekend. And yeah, as you say, you know, for me, I'm a bit old school. It's, you know, still quite traditional. So yeah, a bit gutted really. But obviously Big Tam's took the boys off for a bit of warm weather training, a bit of abundant sesh. So lucky them, it's all right for some, isn't
it? Well, Tony said before, Tony Scott, when he was on, he said they don't really deserve this. They shouldn't be rewarding them, Mickey, for failure.
Absolutely not. I completely agree. And you know, as I say, it's all right work, isn't it, if you can get it. But I think he's looking at maybe the new lads that have come in over the, you know, the January transfer window, maybe sort of trying to integrate them into the squad and try and get a little bit of sort of, you know, team building going, which is, you know, very strange considering the season's more or less over. And I suppose it is a chance, you know, Sam's into his science, isn't he, regarding sort of footballers. So for me, it's just an excuse, isn't it, for a jolly up.
Chris, would you hope that the Liverpool players are feeling a bit hurt by not being in the FA Cup? Or is there another side of you that thinks the modern-day player probably isn't as bothered as perhaps a player from 10, 20 years ago?
I think there's a little bit of that, Steve. You've got to remember that some of these lads aren't from Liverpool and the majority of them aren't from England, so the FA Cup might not mean as much as, you know, what it would have done 10, 15 years ago, especially in the time when Liverpool and Everton were fighting out at Wembley in 86 and 89. I don't think it means that sort of level to the players these days. But the Champions League, is unfortunately, that's what football's about. And maybe this season for Liverpool to qualify to back-to-back Champions League might just, for this season only, outweigh a trophy.
Yeah, we'll get on to Champions League in just a moment. One of the headlines coming out about Liverpool this morning is the Reds ending their pursuit of the Roma goalkeeper, Alisson. So a lot of stuff said in the January transfer window, people thinking that maybe Liverpool were close to getting this guy. David Priest on recently, of course, former keeper, who said he would just be a sensational signing for the Reds. But Paul Joyce saying this morning in the Times that Liverpool have finished the chase for him. Is that a surprise to you, Chris?
It is a little surprise because, you thought at one point Jurgen Klopp wasn't happy with either of his keepers, but he looks like he's giving the benefit of the doubt to Karius now, and maybe he's happy with what he's seen with Karius. Let's not forget, Karius was exceptional when he was in Germany with Mainz. He was lauded as a potential, you know, Germany number one at some point, so he has got it in him. Maybe he just needs his extended run of games to show what he's worth, and if by the end of the season he's been unable to prove his worth, then he may look again. But so far, since he's been given the number one, since he's not got that thought of constant rotation in his head, he's played a lot better.
Because you presume that Simon Mignolet has got it in his head, if I can't get in the team, I want to leave. He's not going to be happy to just sit around. So regardless, there will be a need for another keeper, but it's whether you go out and buy a number one choice keeper.
Yeah, I don't think Jurgen Klopp will now. I pretty much think he's happy with Loris Karius and he'll keep him. And you're quite right, I think Mignolet will go because he wants to be playing first team football. He's not been particularly happy if you read some of the stuff in the press. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him go. And does Danny Ward get a step up? You don't know. Or do they look at bringing in a number two? But it's going to be a tough one. But if Karius carries on playing the way he has done the last couple of games, then maybe we can all relax a little.
He's convinced you, has he, Chris?
He convinced me before, Steve. As you well know, covered the Bundesliga. So I've seen him play in Germany for a long time. And I think he was unfairly labelled the back end or the mid last season. He had a couple of bad games. One of them was against Bournemouth. I think he got a lot of unfair criticism, which hit him. And I'm hoping now we'll see the sort of performance that I knew that he could give when he signed from Mainz.
OK, a lot better now. Let's talk Europe. We'll start with Everton. And it's a very realistic proposition now, Mickey, isn't it? 2 points off the Europa League places. Everton love seventh place. Let's face it, you wouldn't bet against them finishing seventh this season and qualifying for Europe again.
No, you wouldn't, mate. I mean, you know, at the start of the season before a ball was kicked, I think everyone had sort of said, you know, seventh places is really where Everton should be. You know, I personally think they should be a lot higher, you know, given the amount of money that they've had at their, that they've had available. And, you know, it's been a very, very disappointing season, and I think it just goes to show that after the sort of the big six, really, the standard of football football is not great. You know, we've been horrendous this year. It's, you know, some of the football we've played has been shambolic. And to, you know, even the fact that we're in with a chance of getting seventh is mental. But I think that'll sort of decide whether Sam Allardyce is going to sort of carry on in the next 12 months. I think if we do get that seventh place and we secure a European spot, I've got a feeling that he might sort of see his, you know, his contract out. For me, that'd be a massive mistake. I'm hopeful that he gets his golden handshake and his pension sort of retirement fund of about £6 million, I think it is, and we move on to a different manager. And, you know, Allardyce will have been brought in to do the job that that he came in to do, to keep us up.
I don't think you're the only Everton fan that would have those thoughts at the moment. But given the situation and looking at what could have happened, is it fair enough or reasonable enough to say that Ronald Koeman would probably have finished seventh with this team?
I mean, to be fair, mate, you know, Ronald Koeman, we were a shambles under him, and I think rumour has it that he'd lost a lot of the, you know, a lot of the players. But you would have thought so, you know, no matter who you brought in, I think with the players that Everton do have at their disposal, you know, the likes of your Theo Walcott, you know, the your Klassens, who's not even getting a game, they've spent big bucks, and seventh, I would have thought, would have been the minimum requirement for any manager. You know, it just sort of didn't work out for Ronald Koeman for whatever reason. And obviously a lot of his signings now, you know, they're not even getting a game either in the under-23. So there's a lot of sort of, they need a lot sorting out, whether they're going to have a clear out, because obviously they're not getting a look in under Big Sam. And whether the new guy, whoever comes in, you know, they might sort of see themselves having a future with the club. But as you say, mate, you know, seventh for whatever manager was there should have been the minimum requirement.
Well, there's a really big question about what signings might come in. Because if Big Sam is going to stay another season, then obviously he will have an influence. Steve Walsh, will he be here next season as well? So you'd start to think, who is it who's governing Everton's next trench of players that are coming into the football club?
You would. I mean, you look at the new lad that they've just brought in, you know, Senktosin, and it's a difficult one, isn't it? Because for me, I don't think, to be honest, that Sam Allardyce had anything to do with that. I think he's a Steve Walsh signing, because he's come in, you know, initially when he said he was the best that was available around Europe, he's come in, and I think he's, you know, he's maybe played a game and a half, and I thought, you know, by the sounds of it, what I'm hearing is that Sam Allardyce is a bit unsure about this. Well, you know, surely, you know, before you spend £27 million, you would have hoped that someone sort of looked into it. So for me, it's, you know, they need to sort it out, whether it is Allardyce who's, you know, got the final say. But as I say, with Steve Walsh as director of football, it doesn't, you know, it murkies the waters, doesn't it, as to who's actually bringing these signings in.
Now, in terms of buys, Chris, I think it's rather hilarious to read what's going on around Roma at the moment. And Montius, their sporting director, is getting it in the neck because the Roma fans are saying that they sold Mohamed Salah far too cheaply. I think it's a little bit unfair on Monchi, this one. No one could have predicted that Salah would have 30 goals by this stage.
I don't think anyone in the world could have predicted that. And if they say they could, I think they may slightly be lying, Steve, because he's just been phenomenal, hasn't he? And I think everyone saw he was okay in Italy, played very well at Fiorentina at times, and he also played very well at Roma, but I don't think anyone would think he would hit 30 goals in February. Let's not forget, it's February, that's unbelievable.
But yeah, it's remarkable, isn't it, the way they've got to this point. And we're seeing maybe a bit of the resurgence of Sadio Mane as well. So Firmino's played consistently, Salah has as well, and now Sadio Mane returns to something of the form that we're used to with him.
Yeah, it was a strange one, wasn't it? Because he looked like he just lost a little bit of form. He was snapping at shots. His pass completion wasn't the best, but he was still working tirelessly hard. And I think a lot of people just saw that he wasn't getting the goals he was getting, and maybe he wasn't playing as well, but he added to that front three and he added to the work rate of the team. And he's as culpable for all the goals Liverpool have been scoring, even though he's been missing. But it was nice to see him get a hat-trick the other night. I thought he was fantastic. And hopefully that will now kick him back in. Liverpool have got three firing, really dangerous strikers to, you know, see out what is not a bad run of games coming up, to be honest.
It looks all right, doesn't it? What about Champions League in itself? Quite a few of the Liverpool players putting that message out today. Well, you know, why shouldn't we believe we can win it? We can be in Kiev on the 26th of May. Do they need a certain bit of luck in the draw as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Look at the teams that are left in it. You need a little bit of luck in the draw, no matter who you are, no matter if you're even your Real Madrid, you still need a little bit of luck in the draw. But I don't know. This Liverpool side, whilst they've been playing excellent, I still think they've got a Swansea performance in them or a West Brom performance, and that's just a little worrying with regards to Champions League. But, you know, Liverpool have been out of the Champions League for 9 years, so anything further than the quarter-final stage, I think, should be viewed as a big success.
What about yourself? Where do you think they'll end up?
Well, I'd love it to go all the way to Kiev, but it all depends on the draw. We could be fortunate and get, you know, an easier, in inverted commas, draw, or we could get somebody like Real Madrid. So I think you have to take it. If we get a decent draw for the quarter-final stage, then maybe we can reach the semi-final, and then you're three games away from winning a trophy. And, you know, knockout football can help anyone. Look at 2005. I don't think Liverpool were particularly the best side in Europe that year, but they won the Champions League, so you never know.
Chris, thank you very much indeed.
Mickey,
thank you. You don't know what to do with yourself this weekend, Mickey.
Oh, well, I'll catch up on my Winter Olympics, pal, and watch a bit of curling.
Boys, thank you.
The Kickoff. Rock, Sport and Talk. Radio City Talk.